This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A word now about hamburgers and chuck steaks and prime rib and ground round. The word would be expensive. The price of that protein on the hoof has been rising. Beef prices were up 5% last year, still going that way, in point of fact. So we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith to figure out what's going on.
Trevor Bundy is the protein manager for Fleischer's Grass-Fed and Organic Meats in New York. It's a chain of butcher shops. Bundy's wearing a chainmail apron and sharpening his knife, getting ready to butcher a beef chuck. That's the front quarter of a cow.
So I'm taking it apart into individual cuts. It's what we call the Atlantic City strip, chuck tender, top blade, shoulder clod, which is a ranch steak. So basically,
cuts from the front of the cow tend to be less expensive, but they're still not cheap. In fact, the cost of these steaks is more than 10% higher than it was last year, and the price of beef is expected to jump as much as 15% this year.
Retail beef prices are at or near record highs.
Ricky Volpe is a research economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Really, the story is pretty simple, and it begins back in 2007 and 2008. In both those years, we saw basically every macroeconomic factor that influences food prices working in the same direction to start driving up food price inflation.
That would be high prices for fuel and feed, especially corn. Suddenly, the cost of raising a cow got much higher. At the same time, the economic recession had people eating less meat, so ranchers cut back their herds. Since 2011, Volpe says, fuel and feed costs have fallen, and demand for beef has jumped as the economy's improved and consumers have been more willing to spend. Time for ranchers to beef up their herds, right?
Unfortunately, they have continued to experience external shocks, mostly in the form of weather, that have set them back, that have raised their own costs and their own risks so high that they haven't taken the plunge towards expanding.
The result? The number of cows in the hamburger-hungry U.S. is now way too low to meet demand, says Don Close, a cattle economist with Rabo AgriFinance.
It's been pretty dramatic. Total cattle is the lowest we've had since 1951, and our cows and heifers inventory is the smallest inventory since 1941. So without a question, we're working with substantially tighter supplies.
And increasing supplies isn't easy, says Close. Cows carry their calves for 9 months, and steer aren't usually slaughtered for beef until they're 2 years old. So we probably won't see a substantial increase in beef supplies for another few years, and prices are likely to stay high.
This is our walk-in where we store all the meat.
In Fleischer's warehouse in Brooklyn, manager Bill Cavanaugh shows off shelves of aging steaks.
The oldest ones up there are about 3 weeks. Those are about ready to go.
We're looking at about $17,000 worth of steak. Cavanaugh says Americans want to buy more beef, but the best cuts like these have gotten so expensive, it's pushing customers to look for alternatives.
Customers, they're looking for something maybe as delicious and they can feed their family on, but maybe isn't as expensive as, you know, the giant steak they would have bought maybe even just a couple years ago.
Cavanaugh says his stores are stocking more ground beef, sausages, and other cheaper options. Butcher Trevor Bundy says he's seeing customers getting more creative and trying cheaper cuts.
So this is the chuck. You know, personally, this is my absolute favorite. Last meal would be chuck I promise. Yeah, to me, that's just as beefy as it gets. It's like all the flavor right there. It's a humble but ultimately very delicious and pretty affordable. So, you know.
A lot of people are ditching red meat altogether. Demand for chicken has taken flight in the last year. And now poultry prices are rising, too. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.